Hosted on dimlywit.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Okay. Baddies, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Today is going to be a good show.
This is going to be super fun.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's, you know,
we're just lying to you.
Yeah, it might.
To make you listen to us.
What I realized after doing massive research on conspiracy theories is, like, you could turn anything into a conspiracy theory. I think there's conspiracy theories about you actually out there, which is like,
there is, that I don't have my kids.
Yeah.
That my parents have custody of my kids.
That's literally a conspiracy
yes. theory. Yeah, they're convinced.
It's,
or that I get child support. Have heavy on the LOL. Don't get. I do not get. My last payment was in December for $4.97. Let's all laugh together.
Was that like all that was together. In the bank account?
I don't want to talk about it, but I just know that that was my last bit of child support that I received.
So let's
almost a full Starbucks drink.
It's almost like if I wanted to get a mic, maybe my kids could split one drink.
Don't do
and it's
got to
be a grande. It's got to be a grande. It's definitely not venti.
All right, let's talk about, we're going to talk about conspiracy theories today, but well, what is a conspiracy theory? So, like, by definition, and what makes a conspiracy theory different than, like, just, like, a theory, like a scientific theory? Oh, what am I thinking? Okay.
Is that people, like, come together and perpetuate it?
Yeah, well, for sure that, but a theory rejects a standard explanation for an event and instead usually credits a group or organization with carrying out a secret plot.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck you're that just said.
That was a lot of words. Just the definition of a conspiracy theory sounds a little crazy. You know what I mean? Like, the fact secret plot, it's just, it's like, okay. But I'm here for it. I'm here to learn.
I think they're very interesting.
More.
I love hearing about
me
all
too.
People. And I like hearing people's explanations yes. about why it's a good. I'm like, tell me more. Like, convince me. Because I like it. But I don't think I'm quite. There are things that I question and I'm like, but like, there's nothing that, like, I stand by that I'm like, that's, and I'm like willing to fight people.
Right. You're not that passionate about.
I'm not passionate about anything, let alone a fucking theory.
Is that like a Scorpio?
I'm passionate thing? About sleep.
That's how I feel.
And trying to avoid sugar. That's it.
Nothing gets me hyped up enough to try to, like, debate you about it.
No.
But today's show, we're going to talk all about conspiracy theories, what they are, who they happen to. We're going to talk about some of the more popular ones, the crazier ones, celebrity conspiracy theories. Today's going to be a wild, wild, wild day.
Super exciting.
And, like, I've done so much research. I literally was at the point where I was like,
I believe it.
I get how people fall down the rabbit hole. Do you know what I mean?
I do that, though. When I want to really know about something, like, I fall down the Google hole that, like, you can't pull me out of.
No.
I'm up till 4 a.m. Googling shit. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
I literally had to stop and be like, okay, next conspiracy. Yeah. Because I'm too far deep. I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah.
Like, you make yourself feel like you're crazy. So, all right, let's talk about some of these things. So, okay. What makes a conspiracy theorist, right? Like, how does somebody become so deeply committed to these ideas, right?
I think it's because they fall down the black hole and then there's just no convincing them otherwise.
Mm-hmm. There are a few things that experts say factor that influence somebody that is going to, you know, be passionate about conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And a lot of it comes from this desire to feel in control and important. And a lot of people who maybe haven't felt that in their everyday lives are, you know, maybe somebody that's isolated. They're more easily to gravitate toward this because you kind of become a community, right? Like, you're a flat earther, you meet another flat earther.
You're like, oh my God, let's convince everyone.
Holy shit. Now
you
have this people that love you, they all have the same idea, and it's
and then they try to convince you together. They like build the wall.
Yeah.
They're like, let's build a wall. Yeah. We're going to attack. This is our front line.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I found that interesting. You know, like people that maybe felt alone, now they're a part of something.
I agree. Yeah.
And, yeah. And today in this digital age, you know.
Easy to find information.
And yeah. And it's not evidence-based because a lot of things people hear on social media or on a meme. So they take these memes and they run with them. And yeah, I thought that was interesting. And then another thing that affects conspiracy theorists, which I thought was interesting too, is like big disasters, right? Like big things that happen. Our brains mm-hmm. are not meant to handle these some terrible things that happen to us in this world, right? Yeah. So
it's like
instead of wrapping our mind
it.
Around it, there's got to be a conspiracy theory. And that's what happens. It almost is too powerful for our brains to comprehend. So we are just like, you know what's safer? I feel safer thinking there was a conspiracy theory than this actual happening. And, you know, there have been conspiracy theories that have been proven real. So, like, so that's the thing that's crazy.
Which because, ones?
So, like, cigarettes, for example. Right?
That's a conspiracy theory? Well, those kill you. It's fucking baseline.
Well, we know now that they're bad for us. But for a decade or two, you know, the cigarette companies suppressed all knowledge that they were bad for you. And, you know, we're telling you cigarettes are great. They won't cause cancer. And today, still, it's a $1 billion
and people
industry.
Don't care. People think they're above the system.
Yeah.
Same people who do drugs that are like, oh, that's not going to kill me. And then they die.
The cigarettes I don't get. Like, I understand being addicted and it's really hard. But, like, damn, they're just they're just like little sticks of just poison.
But like, why in 2022 have we not invented a cigarette that you can make you feel like you're smoking one with there being nothing in it?
Okay, so
nothing, and not vaping.
Here's a conspiracy I believe in. I truly believe it is a $1 billion industry, and that there none of those people are letting that be created. There's no shot.
Like,
they'll come and murder you. So how about that? I believe in one.
Okay, I believe, because I'm like, how is there, you could go outside, and I think it's just the act, it's mind over matter of pulling the cigarette and feeling the relief.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they come up with something that has nothing in it but air?
Yeah.
Flavored air, but not a vape
mm-hmm.
that has actual still nicotine in it or anything bad for you. Just like, vaping has become worse than fucking cigarettes at this point.
Yeah. This is what's fucked up. And, you know, it wasn't even until the late 90s that cigarette manufacturers admitted that cigarettes cause cancers. The 90s. Think
They've
about that for a second.
They've been smoking since the 20s.
Yes.
Earlier.
Think about this for a
1800s.
Second. 1800s. So, like, this is where the mistrust.
Wait. 1800s?
From.
With those long ass ones, right? Those fucking fancy bitch ones. You know what I'm talking about? Like, for sure in the 1910s. I seen pictures and shit. But, like,
that's a good question.
When did it start? I feel like it started, like, they had to have gone to war and been like, I need a fucking cigarette. Like, yeah, it had to have happened. Can you look up when cigarettes were invented? It had to have been like early 1900s at least.
Just started. Welcome, video people. Sorry that
we were
just
a little delayed.
In.
Sorry.
For once, it wasn't me and Tracy's fault. High five.
When were cigarettes invented? Yeah, I'm going to safely say it was 1908.
Safely say.
Full That's my shit. Educated guess.
I'm full of shit. Gonna safely say. That's the definition of being a bad
example. When is it?
What about you, Jess? When do you think?
Let's take a guess.
1915.
So this doesn't say when the cigarettes were invented.
When people started smoking.
Like, not that. It's once it was federally taxed in the U.S. So once it was like
it's before this date is what you're telling us, but go ahead.
Right. So it was first imposed with a federal tax in 1864.
See that? When I said the 1800s, I was smart as fuck. Look at that.
1800s.
They thought it was invented and first introduced in the early 19th century. So like before,
which means 1800s? No, isn't that what that means?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at that. I went to school.
So like before then, it was people rolling their own. And then once it's federally taxed.
Which is fucking insane that in the 1800s, they were like, let's take paper, shove some shit in it,
rat
and smoke it. And nobody knew.
I think at that point, it wasn't the rat poison. It was straight tobacco.
Right.
But like then tobacco had to have. What was tobacco existing for if not for cigarettes? What else is it?
That's a good question.
We're just bombarding Alan.
I'm sorry. I just am like blown away that like they were just like why tobacco? Did they, were they like, no, let's put tobacco in it and not like, hey, let's put like dirt from the earth in it. Like what was the,
should we do a cigarette episode? What is happening right now?
It was originally used by Native Americans in religious ceremonies and for medical purposes.
Whoa.
In tobacco's history, it was a cure-all remedy for dressing wounds, reducing pain, and even for toothaches.
Well, somewhere along the lines, we went wrong because it is doing the opposite at this point. But I think that's weed now. So there's that. Let's keep moving on. We spent way too much time on this topic already.
I mean, but you're, you know, this is what happened. So in, you know, a lot of countries, a lot of places, there's powerful people, and these powerful people sometimes prevent you from seeing the truth. And when something like this happens, like the cigarettes, for example, you have all these people telling you, no, they won't cause cancer. And then, you know, it's, you become critical of the government and of public figures.
Well, yeah, because how the fuck
important.
Are we supposed to trust people when you just told us we were safe and now you're feeding us stuff that is going to kill us?
Like, yeah. So this is how these things start, and this, and like, I don't blame people for their mistrust.
Yeah, I don't trust the government for shit, but that's not like a conspiracy theory. I just think like they have way too much fucking power over us.
Yeah.
I don't fucking trust none of them. Not one. I don't care who you are, left, right, purple. It doesn't matter. Y'all fucking liars.
Left, right, purple.
Doesn't matter.
So yeah, so it is interesting. Like, again, like, do I blame people for falling down this rabbit hole? No, but I do think like, especially
we're just not
with the internet
on it, like we fell down a rabbit hole for what, 3 hours, and then we were like, we're done.
Yeah, we just did the cigarettes. We're done here. We moved on. I'm never thinking about it again.
No, could not care less. We're not wasting one more ounce of my time on that. But that's the thing about conspiracy theorists. They're like, but this is what it is, and now we need to convince everybody of it. Like, I personally just learned about cigarettes, and now I'm done, and I personally don't care to teach anybody. Like, you want to smoke, go die.
I don't eat
Enjoy
meat.
It.
I'm not going to try to convince you not to eat meat all day long. I do not give a fuck.
Right.
Slaughter that cow, bitch.
No, I don't eat cows. I eat chickens.
Oh, R.I.P.
And fish. And that is it.
Like, I truly, and it again, you know, no judgment to those conspiracy theorists, but some of them are fucking crazy. We're gonna talk about them. You want to hear about some conspiracy theories?
I would love it, because I want to see which ones I'm into.
Where does one start? So
let's
like
start at one of the freakier
them,
ones.
Okay, how about this,
something that's gonna blow our minds.
There is a conspiracy theory that Earth has been sucked up into a black hole, and that we have not realized it yet. So the world actually ended in 2012.
Oh, yeah. We've been hearing that number. First of all, I remember 2000, 1999, New Year's Eve. I sat there holding on to my family's hands. I thought we were goners. We counted it down. We all said, I love you. Duh! The New Year's Eve festival, the fucking confetti. And we looked around like, we're still here.
No, you're in a black hole, apparently.
That was in 2000. Then 2000. Then the movie 2012 came out, and we all thought, "Oh, here we go again. We're all gonna die. Massive, like,
waves,
tsunamis and all this shit." I was ready. I watched the movie Dennis Quaid. I was ready. I was like, "I know how to handle this."
Everybody, drink when I say conspiracy theory, because you just said the word tsunami, and in my research yesterday, tsunamis are also fake. Drink.
Yeah. No, thank you. That's my biggest fear in this world.
No, they're government created. So keep going.
Oh, I mean, I don't fucking... Tsunamis are real. Who created them? I do not know. I do not care. The fact is you're dying underwater. Yeah. It's not fake. You're dying. I even watched this movie about this fucking tsunami in Thailand, about this movie.
Bro.
Naomi Campbell. No.
I
Naomi Watts.
With Spider-Man?
No.
Yes, he was a child. That little boy is Spider-Man, motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. But anyway, so Naomi Watts, I watched it. And bro, I took notes. I was sitting there with notes. I'm like, this is what you do. How to survive a tsunami. Uh-huh. I fucking have the biggest fear ever. And like, you're not going to tell me that shit doesn't exist. You can tell me it's caused by whatever you want. That shit is going to take me out, whether a government or a fucking underwave or a giant whale did it. Who cares?
You know your friend that is into conspiracies. Can you ask him if tsunamis are real?
No, I'm scared to ask him. Because
him, please, while we're here. Okay.
All right, let's call him. So, I'll even call him and he'll go off, but let's see.
Just text him first.
I'm going to text him first.
Say, hey, I heard a rumor that tsunamis are actually created by the government. Have you heard anything about this?
Hello, my conspiracy theorist friend, .. I have a question. Are tsunamis a conspiracy theory? I need your professional wisdom on this.
Say, I heard the government created them.
I heard the government. He's going to say yes because he hates the government. Hold on. creates them.
Oh my God.
True or false?
A lot of these things, like, we'll get to them, but I'm like, what's the end game? Like, I don't know. Okay, so, all right, so we've been sucked into a black hole. I thought that one was great because we haven't realized it.
Let's see here.
Let's talk about Disney.
Okay.
So the conspiracy, have you guys heard that Walt Disney is frozen somewhere?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. But I feel like if I'm Walt Disney, I want to be frozen.
Right.
I want to be frozen in time forever and live forever. And then when I'm ready to come back because the fucking actual Disney fucks up my work that I've created, I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I feel like I would do that. I feel like I would freeze my body. If in 30, 40, 50 years, I think that they're going to be able to bring me back.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm dead anyway. Right.
So. Like, I've known this since I was like 10 years old. I'm like, oh yeah, Walt Disney's frozen. We're all just waiting for him to come back.
I've never heard that before.
His family refutes it, denies it, whatever. So the conspiracy is that Disney created the movie Frozen as a way.
I'm done.
As a way to hack Google search algorithm, right? So now instead of searching, is Walt Disney frozen? You search the word frozen.
Frozen.
The Frozen movie comes up. Done. Now, he is not something that comes up to the top of the search engine. Disney frozen instead of seeing his frozen body. Nope. Yep. No
That's
way to find out.
That's fucking crazy. And I mean, I fucking sure I'll believe that. Yeah. That sounds legit. I would do that. Bro, that's like logically, like, create Frozen so people don't ask about it anymore. I mean, that sounds logical and smart. The whole family is fucking smart. Look at the empire they built. I don't put nothing back. You know who else would do this? Kris Jenner. You know who works hard? Walt Disney. You know who works harder? Kris Jenner.
Oh, they're definitely freezing her
ass.
They're
freezing her ass for sure.
All right. How about this conspiracy?
She's going to come back and manage the great grandkids one day.
The Titanic didn't actually sink.
What happened?
So the conspiracy is that I can't even wrap my head around this shit.
But wait, hold on. There are so many people who go to the bottom of the ocean. Has anyone found the Titanic?
Yeah.
Oh, they have?
Spielberg even has, like, video. Like, he goes down there
really
and says
did?
What's up every once in a while. Yeah.
Not Spielberg. It's James Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, same
one job. She had one job.
The one who Spielberg. Directed.
The one who produced and directed
Spielberg
the whole
didn't
movie.
Do Titanic?
No, he did E.T., but you're good.
You know what?
Doing.
This is, I think, a conspiracy theory, because as far as I know, it was
Spielberg and Cameron are the same person. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe. Who the fuck knows? I don't live in Hollywood.
So the conspiracy is that there was this boat called the Olympic, and they knew it was like a shitty boat, and they wanted to dispose of it. So they actually sent out,
let's make money
the
on
Olympic,
it first, make people buy tickets,
and they made people think the Titanic was actually the Olympic. So they sunk the Olympic, not the actual Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
What
does it matter? A boat
it
sunk.
Was a big insurance scam, they were saying. And then there's another theory because there was a lot of important people on the Titanic.
Was there?
Oh, my God. Names that you would know
billionaire
today.
People. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
that are still
typhoons.
Billionaires.
Well,
yeah.
We saw the episode that they brought Jack up. We watched it. Like, it's all real. Like, we saw Jack meet them. Like, the oil tycoons, right?
Tycoons. Mm-hmm. Why is that word funny to me?
Dawson Enterprises, no?
So... you know, there's also a conspiracy that a lot of these people, you know, people were trying to take each other out. But my whole thing is, like, how do you fake an iceberg? Like, we can't deny
because
that.
Because we can't, can they not prove that it was hit by an iceberg, that it just sank?
I think they can. They can. They
Bro,
can prove
I don't
everything.
Know,
because
I'm really not smart enough. This is why I don't invest in conspiracy. I'm just not smart enough to comprehend these theories. Like, they're just too much for me. Like, at the end of the day, a boat sank. What the fuck does it matter which one?
I know a lot
one?
About this theory, actually. I read something
Carry on.
About this, and it was really interesting, like, some of the things they described and how they replaced the boat. And so essentially what ends up happening is that they were, like, they went in, they remodeled a lot of stuff, and then there was a fire on board that they believed led to what actually ended up sinking it, that hitting the iceberg isn't what did the boat in. They also hit an iceberg, but that the ship that they were sailing on had actually been hit a couple of years prior, actually maybe even a couple months, and had very serious damage on the same
side. And they sent out the boat regardless.
So they sent out the boat regardless. And there was, and it is true, there was a fire on board the Titanic, and it was just burning out of control. They could not stop it. But
it's weird that they wouldn't have access to water in the water.
Well, it's not that. It was like, drink. So the fire was happening in the coal room. Oh my God, I hate both of you. the fire was happening like in the coal room where the things meant to burn were happening. So it was too hot for them to actually get in and touch or do anything. But people have gone back and looked and been like, the heat at which that was burning wasn't going to weaken the ship enough to make that.
It's made of iron. What was his name who said that?
Tracy just goes by movie fags for everything.
Yeah. She's unsinkable. It's made of iron.
You know what's so
it
funny?
It is a really interesting theory, so.
I don't know. I truly just don't. I think I just don't give a fuck about any. The boat sank. What the fuck do
I care?
The boat
sank. 1,500 people died.
Yeah, like we're not faking the death.
But again, this goes back to like, holy fuck, we cannot wrap our head around the fact, right?
That many people died on one
boat. In the water, children, pets. Before I say men, I'm like, pets.
Yeah.
You know, women like.
Women and children only.
Horrible. It's horrible. And
I'll never get over the fucking, the violinist being like, keep it cheery while people are fucking dying.
Keep it cheery.
Part of like where this conspiracy theory gets really big is that people thought they knew it was going to sink. And so they had certain people who didn't get on board because they were like, no,
can't cheat death. Final destination.
Right. And so that the part of that comes really fucked up is like that so many people died and people purposefully knew they were going to die and didn't do anything.
That's fucked up. Of course. I mean, more fucked up. Rose had more room on that fucking door. Jack could have got on there with her.
It's a huge fuck up.
I hate it. I hate every part of it.
I hate it too.
I know it's just the movie and it's not real, but I'm still hung up on the fact that, like, bitch, move over.
I'm still hung up.
Love of your
Rose
life, like,
took a huge gemstone
and threw it in the fucking ocean. You could have paid for your whole family for the
your
rest of your life.
Grandchildren. What about those
motherfuckers? We're getting hung up on the movie, I think.
All right. You're right. You're right. You know,
real people died, and we're like, what about the gemstone? What about the blue diamond?
My dad is like a big. See, the thing is, he's not a conspiracy theorist. He's a history buff. So, like,
He
knows
into
about
it.
The Titanic, yeah. Like, all this stuff. Like,
well, we were just upstairs talking to him, and we were like, is Bigfoot real? He's like, nah, of course not. But,
he's obsessed
think
with
that
it.
They are.
But he's obsessed with it. He'll read all that.
It,
he's into it, but he's like. Because I thought he was going to be a good guest, but he wasn't.
I would say he's a conspiracy...
hopeful?
Hopist.
Hopist. He's a hopist.
Can we make that word? Hopist?
Yeah.
Hopist.
How is that not a word? All right. Next conspiracy theory. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
So this became actually viral on TikTok. Apparently the government, Bill Gates, they're making fake snow. Spoiler alert.
Yesterday it was 79 and today it was fucking snowing.
So
it's coming from somewhere.
This is what happened. These extreme weather conditions.
Isn't that just called global warming?
but that's too much for people to comprehend. So they say it's got to be fucking Bill Gates.
Bill Gates, that motherfucker.
So people
what happens
are going
when you
to
give
TikTok.
Money.
And
what happens?
I've seen videos of this, Tracy. They're going to TikTok.
Yeah.
They're making actual snowballs, and they're taking a lighter
and seeing if it melts.
And they're lighting their snowballs on fire. I've never.
There was a video, though, I have to say, that I did see on TikTok, and it was a news reporter, and it was snowing so heavily, and all of a sudden it stopped snowing in the guy's middle of a sentence, and it was on live TV, and I was just like, wait, where'd the fuck the snow go? And
drink. Conspiracy.
I was like, bro, what is that? Like,
Bill Gates hit the off button.
Right, because he must have backed into the wall and been like, fuck, I hit the button, and then put it back on.
Can you imagine? His cat walked over the button.
Yeah, he was like, no, I have to find the video. If anybody has seen the video of the news reporter and the snow stopping, please send it to Jess, because send it to Bad Examples. We need to see it, because I couldn't believe it when I saw it, and I was like, wait a minute. Where'd the fucking snow go?
Alan, have you heard about this?
Maybe I can Google it. Hold on.
Alan, as we're going, feel free to Google so you could tell us what really is going
on. News reporter.
I just love that grown adults are lighting snowballs on fire. It just makes me smile in my heart. It like warms my heart. Lighting a snowball. Imagine your fucking neighbor is watching you light a snowball on fire. They must think you're fucking crazy.
No.
If you've gotten to this point, they already have thought you're crazy.
Like, oh, Tracy's outside again, lighting snow on fire.
Yeah, well, there's Tracy again yelling at her fucking kids.
So next, this one I'm sure you've heard. Dinosaurs are not real.
Yeah, that the people have buried fake
planted
bones.
The bones. Yeah.
Which seems like a lot of work for I'm not sure what reason. I don't know how they're it's not like still yeah. exist. Like, how did the planet take out all the dinosaurs though, and not like sharks and frogs? Just everyone, only the dinosaur species. The world said, I'm just going to take out the dinosaurs. We'll leave the fish.
I love that every conspiracy theory we go on.
We got to like counteract it. I got to be like, no. But maybe, I don't know. Cause like, I got to be like the devil's advocate here. Why just the dinosaurs?
Yeah. You know.
And they're like, oh, well, no, this is like alligators are a form of dinosaur, but it's not a dinosaur. And alligators survived. How'd they survive this explosion? This big bang, if you will.
So this.
And took out just the dinosaur species. You know what I don't get? How the fuck is there different periods? The Jurassic period, the Jurassic period, the Vrassic, whatever the fuck it is, period. How do they know all
because
these periods?
Dinosaurs lived for so motherfucking long.
But just call it the age of the dinosaurs. Why are there different periods?
Because it was so long that they had to break it up. Alan, can you tell me how long dinosaurs roam the earth? Because
nobody was here, so how would they know?
Too much to comprehend.
But how would they know?
Science and shit.
Science.
Science, schmience.
Fucking schmience.
So interesting. So there's a viral TikTok, and I'm not going to say this guy's name, he's a fucking idiot, but he says something to think about. He says, how do we know that dinosaurs were even angry? Maybe they were big and fluffy and friendly.
We don't know.
Maybe a T-Rex would have seen you and said, good day.
But that's what I'm saying. Who? Science. Science decided this one's a plant eater based on just bones.
No, there's motherfucking teeth.
Okay. So. I have brachiosaurus teeth. They're straight, right? They're not. I eat meat.
This is true.
How do you fucking decide? Oh, the ones with the flat teeth only ate plants. The ones with the fangs ate other dinosaurs. Who the fuck decides this?
Some of the fossils that they get, they do have the remnants of DNA.
DNA, yeah.
Okay, remnants of DNA, but maybe the DNA didn't show up on the Brachiosaurus and it only showed up on the Raptor.
I mean, that's part of what's happening with dinosaurs, though, is like we're constantly learning new things. It's only been recent that it's likely that most of the dinosaurs we're familiar with didn't have scaly skin.
Yeah,
they had feathers,
more like birds,
more with what birds are. So dinosaurs went extinct 65 million years ago.
I understand. I can't understand that concept of time, but can I ask you why, if birds are still alive today, which I heard birds are also a theory that people don't think birds exist, but I'll get there.
Conspiracy. Hold on. It is.
Hold on. But how come, like, robins and blue jays exist, but the pterodactyls no longer do? They're all birds.
Can you let Alan answer, please? It's so good.
Evolution is the reason for that.
like the simplest answer.
I fucking can't.
Dinosaurs lived on Earth for 165 million years. So they lived 100 million years longer than the amount of time they've been extinct.
And think about how long we've been here. We haven't been here at
all. My brain is truly not comprehensible. I'm hoping to get to 85. I'm hoping to live till 85.
Well, okay, it's not like a dinosaur itself was 165 million.
No, I know, but do we know how long each of them lasted? Or was it like 50 years? Like a T-Rex is like, oh, I'm about to, I'm midlife crisis. Like, do we know how long they lived or not?
I don't know that we do. I'm sure that like there's some theory out there.
How do we not know? And we know so much, but we don't know anything. I'm trying so hard over here to be the devil's advocate for these conspiracy people because I can't get Jess to do it, so I'll do it. But I truly don't. I get what they're saying, but at the end of the day, I fucking love the movie Jurassic Park, so I'm willing to believe anything you tell me. Because I want to believe that the spitter went and it fucking takes you out with the poison that it spits. I want to believe all that.
Wait,
my brother.
Wait.
Oh my God.
It went just like that. And it takes you the fuck out and it burns your eyes out. I want to believe, but how the fuck would somebody know this? Yeah. Like, I only know because,
yo,
fucking Spielberg, right? This one's Spielberg or nah?
Yeah.
Spielberg told me so I say, all right. Do I know? No. Do I care? Not really. It was concerning to me. How do they know that a T-Rex, when you stay still, it can't see you?
That's not true. That is fully a movie thing.
Okay. Is it? Because now I'm like, how do we know this one did this and not this? Like, how do we know?
I mean, that is part of what happened.
Because let me tell you, if they come back and a T-Rex is in front of me, I'm not moving. Because I now believe that I don't move, he don't see me.
And that's great, because I'm running. He'll eat you, and I'll be fine.
Okay.
Alan goes running, and Tracy's like this.
He can't see me. That's what I'm going to do, because James Cameron, Spielberg told me so.
So, and this TikToker, you know, also said, like, listen, nobody knows what they look like. They sound like, all we've got are bones.
Yeah.
How do we know that, you know, about their skin? I just love the thing that they were like, how do we know if they were, you know, angry at each other?
Yeah.
Like,
how do we know that they were mad? Maybe they were nice. Maybe they got sugar from their neighbors. We don't fucking know.
I don't know. It makes me laugh. But, you know, the truth is like, how do we know? Because, like Alan said, there's been DNA in the bones. There's been some of the fossils have traces of melanin in them. So you're kind of able to guess what color. And then also, like what Alan said with evolution and birds, you're kind of able to see what exists now. And like big creatures, right? Like elephants are part of this era. And you look at an elephant, you're like, oh, it's gray.
So you're saying in another 100 million years, if we're still here and the government hasn't taken us out,
we ain't going to be.
That like elephants will then be some other species because of evolution?
Sure, yes. Maybe, yeah.
That's what you're saying?
That's what we are.
Yeah.
That's honestly, though,
that's what men are. Episode. I don't think about women. Men are fucking Neanderthals.
But
for
here's
sure.
Where the conspiracy
no offense,
theorists.
Not daddy, everybody else, though.
Here's where you go down a rabbit hole, right? So I was reading about dinosaurs and whatever. But then all of a sudden, I get into like not only the conspiracy that dinosaurs never existed, but that there are people that think dinosaurs did exist, but they were killed by aliens.
Oh, yes, aliens. Let's get there.
So
where are they? I'm ready for them to kidnap me now because I'm done on this earth. I'm about to send smoke signals and be like, you guys want to do testing on somebody? Come get me, bitch. I'm done here.
There's another conspiracy that like dinosaurs are not real, but they do believe that like something, these bones, they're dragons. Dragons are real.
Okay. Aren't dragons considered dinosaurs or not?
Dragons are more in line with legend and lore versions of dinosaurs.
The fuck is a lore?
A myth, a story, okay. A legend.
I know a lot of things. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Like a lot of the things, like if you look at the Middle Ages, a lot of the descriptions, people have pointed out how similar they are to actual animals that lived during that time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
People didn't know what they were, so like they became legend because like some of the descriptions end up describing what is essentially a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So are dragons just not dinosaurs with wings? Like, how do we know dinosaurs didn't spit fire? I'm serious. if you draw a picture of a dragon and then take the wings off it, isn't it look like a dinosaur?
It does.
So
it
how does. Do we just know that like
the dragons are not real?
Because we haven't seen them.
Yeah, it's like if I like the Loch Ness fucking monster.
Okay, that's fine. But then how do we know that
Although
dragon?
People do think that's real as
but
well.
But then
so.
Yeah, how do we know that dinosaurs didn't spit fire?
I don't have the answer for that.
Interesting.
He's not cheers. A dino expert.
None of us
He's
are experts
a daddy
on anything.
Expert.
He's daddy.
There are people that are much smarter than me.
Yeah.
I trust them.
Yeah, I trust nobody, but I'm willing to understand it.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Baddies, do you feel this something in the air? That, my friends, is wedding season. That means time to dance, time to eat, time to celebrate your friends getting married or even yourself. I love wedding season. I love love. I am an eternal I just love love. I'm pretty anti-Tracy, like hates marriage now, but I love it. And you know what makes me love it more? Zola. Okay, so let me tell you about Zola, because if you're wedding planning or involved in a wedding, like, how do you not know about Zola? You need to get on board with this. So Zola is a one-stop shop for everything you need to plan a wedding all in one place. They've literally thought of everything. So from venues to invites, registry, and more, they'll be there for you every step of your wedding planning journey. Whatever your style, whatever your budget, Zola has you covered. So with your venues, photographers, florists, anything you need to make your wedding happen, Zola. Once you've set your date, you can send your save the dates and invitations right from Zola too. There's so many great designs to choose from, and you get a wedding website for free. For free. Do I have to say it again? Now it's time for the really exciting part. Building your wedding registry. That's more free stuff. Okay. Whatever you want, whatever your interest, they've got you covered. Wedding planning shouldn't take over your life. And it usually does. But Zola has thought of everything to make your life easier and fun. And now you can celebrate why you're getting married instead of all these little things. Start planning the wedding you want at Zola.com/bad examples. That's Zola.com/bad examples. Ever spend hours Googling how to take care of your pet? Everything from why is my cat sneezing to, oh crap, the dog ate a stick of butter. Will he survive? Skip this, because this is crazy. Going on social media or getting answers from a public forum is crazy. And I know this because I dealt with this with Ouija, and I wish I knew about Fuzzy when Ouija was here, because it would have brought me so much peace. Let me tell you about Fuzzy. So Fuzzy, besides being the cutest name for something ever, is a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. From everyday questions to middle of the night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need. Through live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Fuzzy can answer your pet questions, big and small and urgent, whatever you need every day. Wow. Fuzzy can also recommend the exact right product for your pet, all which are going to be handpicked by a team of vet professionals. And they're all discounted exclusively to Fuzzy members. From getting your pet's diet just right, to meeting the middle of the night needs, to finally figuring out why their breath smells that way, nothing is too big or small for a quick Fuzzy call. Wow. Do I need a jingle? Do I need to sing this? Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/bad examples to sign up today. Fuzzy is the answer to, I just feel like, every pet parent's problem. Okay, so again, you're going to get a 7-day free trial and access to an exclusive membership discount on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/bad examples. That's yourfuzzy.com/bad examples for your free trial of Fuzzy with access 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of The Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why The Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Okay, what game has tons of cute characters and thousands of fun puzzles to solve? I'll give you one guess. That's right, it's Best Fiends. Ba-ba-ba-ba, sing it. Best Fiends. All right, guys, it's the season of gardens at Best Fiends. You know what that means? We got new event, new fiends to catch. We got so much new to play. Listen, don't put off fun. Stop doing it. Stop being like, oh, I have to do X, Y, and Z. Just take out your phone, relax, and play Best Fiends. Because really, what else is more important than these cute little tiny fiends? And the best part about Best Fiends is that you can play this exciting puzzle game literally anywhere, anytime.
Best Fiends is a free-to-download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels for new adventures and challenges every time you play. There are dozens of unique fiends to collect so you can customize your team of fiends to defeat the menacing slugs. Now, here's the greatest part. With offline play, you'll never be stranded without fun, even if you lose your internet connection. This is my life. I'm somehow always over my data plan, and I cannot afford to go on Facebook and Instagram. So what do? Play Best Fiends. The fiends are always there for you. They're like your little homies. Listen, you've earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. Level 5, been there. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
So, Who's next? Speaking of Sasquatch?
Sasquatch,
Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster. Mm. People really, 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 really are passionate about Bigfoot.
Yeah, like, I don't even know where that came from, though. Like, where did that start? Is it from a movie and everyone was just like, no, maybe it's real? Like, where did it come from?
So there are many a video you can find on the internet, you know, of people that claim they've seen this giant creature.
I'm dying to buy a fucking outfit and then run through the woods.
You're gonna get shot. Like, your ass is gonna get fucking
really?
Shot.
Really? You think they would try to kill me?
Yeah.
I feel like they'd want me to, like, take me for science, and then me pop out and be like, psych, bitch!
Like, Tracy, you're describing exactly where a lot of the bigger theories from this have come from. There are people who have dressed up like Bigfoot and gone out and done the things, and they spurned their own theories. But the part about being shot is real. When they were filming Star Wars with Chewbacca, they wouldn't let him go out in costume
because they were scared he was going to get shot.
People would assume he is Bigfoot and would shoot him.
Our species is so fucking stupid.
I'm done here. Again, I'm willing to. Dear aliens, it's me again.
Right.
And, like, so the whole thing is that there's this big, huge, like, hairy monster, and he's walking upright. I think that's what, like, scares people. Like, you've seen the things.
Fuck, that would scare me.
But that's, like, I don't know, a kind of a bear. I don't ever see a bear in the woods. They walk upright. So, like, you know, is it that shocking that people have, you know, thought they've seen these things? Not really. But people have literally spent their lives trying to track it down. And
imagine having one life and being like, no, I need to spend it tracking down a monster that may not exist.
Yeah.
I just can't. I don't have the time, man. Yeah. I don't even shower without people banging on my door. I don't have time for this shit.
You don't have time to go.
No, I don't know.
In the woods and look for.
I do not.
Sasquatch. Sasquatch.
What's the difference between Sasquatch and Bigfoot? Is that the same thing?
They are, yeah, basically the same thing. It just kind of depends on the area.
Oh, it's like the on the region of people who believe it?
Right. It's the same thing with, like, Yeti.
Oh, it's the same thing. Yeah. Okay, got it.
They are different, but, like, a lot of people believe that they're all of the same species.
Yeah. Well, I know personally that Bigfoot exists because I saw it on Monsters, Inc., so he's just exiled.
But, like, my dad said, because we asked him.
I saw it on Monsters, Inc., so it better be real.
My dad, you know, I said, we asked him, we said, is Bigfoot real? And he was like,
of course
not. Where's the poop?
Where's the poop? He's like, we know mice exist because there's droppings. That was his response. I was like, wait, what? I've physically seen mice. Like, what do you mean?
But he's right. You go in the woods, you're going to find animal, deer droppings, you know, mice droppings, bear droppings. Where the fuck? What does the Sasquatch shit look like?
Maybe it looks like those things and we don't know.
No,
how do we know?
These motherfuckers are huge.
Maybe. I've seen giant juice heads with small dicks. You don't can't base things on a book, okay? Ma'am, you can't base. What did Jess learn in 2022? You cannot judge a book by its cover. Guys that I've dated that she thought were going to be the biggest douche lords ever were the nicest fucking sweethearts ever. And then the opposite. The nicest looking guys are the biggest scumbags. We've learned you can't judge. Maybe Sasquatch poop is like pellets.
We are naming this episode Large Guido Small Dick. Alan, can you just do Google one thing? How tall is a Sasquatch?
I want to say 6'7".
Why can't I say that word?
Sasquatch. 6'7". 7'6".
I say 8'1".
Okay. I'm going to go with 7'6". She says 8'1".
Alan, what's your guess? 9? 9?
9 and above?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 9.
Okay.
I feel like that was my answer.
Yeah, it was all right.
I should have taken it.
Yeah, it's all right. So take the L.
This is like, what's that game show?
You don't have a game show theme song for that? You're really, really losing your touch.
I know. I haven't sang
you really
once.
Are.
Someone sent me a video on Instagram yesterday of this person singing terribly. I was like, this sounds like you. Like, with no LOLs. I was like, thanks. I love whoever sent you that.
Let's see.
It's going to be anywhere from blah, blah, blah to blah, 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 because there's no way they know exact number.
Right. It is.
God, I'm fucking smart.
It's described as a primate.
Yeah.
Ranging from 6 to 15 feet tall.
So we all win? Bro, this is fucked. You can't have a 10-foot span. It's got to be like anywhere from 7 feet to 9 feet, not 10 feet span.
Do you know how tall? Can you even fathom 15 feet is like
all
over
I know
two of Dennis's?
Is the new obsession of my life is this guy named Jordan Mileta, and he is 6'8", and I am just content with that number.
Mm.
He is a football player who is not single, and I have to get over it. But I am now obsessed. I'm an Eagles fan at this point.
I'm an Eagles fan. So another conspiracy is that, now this one I can get on board with. We're all living in the Matrix. So hear me out.
We're fucking, yeah. This is a simulation for sure.
Yeah.
This is fucked.
Denny says this all the time. He's like, maybe you're having a bad day. And the guy who's playing the video game just like sucks at playing video games.
Listen, I'm convinced that like you are literally like diverted to not do something. Like I'm convinced, like if I could want something so bad and like I usually I'm very good if I want to get something done, I'm doing it, but I'm convinced there's stuff that I have not been able to accomplish, and I'm like, there's just literally a roadblock, like there's somebody making something happen that I cannot access. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
There's just no way.
So here,
like,
the theory is supported by crazy coincidences and happenings that occur during a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
It could be anything from recognizing the same background character to losing track of time to what you're saying.
Also like, to like deja vu.
Yeah.
Like it's so weird. I swear that I've been certain places and then I can't remember them. Why? Here, look here really quick at this little light flashing flash. It's Men in Black me. They Men in Blacked me.
Can we talk about deja vu? Because that shit
deja
freaks
vu
me the fuck
scares
out.
Me. And I don't
me
know
too.
If it's a dream that I've had or I've actually been there or I had another life before. But I'm convinced I was a guy in my other life because I don't think like a normal female. And I'm convinced that I just have traces from my past life.
I don't know. When I get deja vu, it literally, I'm like, is this where I die?
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, I don't know, like times that I should be in car accidents, I haven't gotten in car accidents. And I'm like, what made me look up at that very, very fucking moment? What? It's because I wasn't meant to die at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Or the guy controlling me was like, swerve, bitch! And then I did. Like,
So I, you know Neil deGrasse Tyson, right?
No, should I know that name?
Okay.
Damn, is that like something educational I should know?
Yeah, he's a pretty big figure in the, you know, scientific community.
Yeah, because I look like the scientific community. Look at
Tracy
what I'm fucking wearing.
Drag-
I have Batman
Tracy
on right now.
T-Rexes breathe fire like
and
dragons,
our dragons.
So carry on.
Carry on.
Tracy, he's been on, you know, host-led TV shows also.
Yeah. I'm over here watching SVU. I don't think I'm watching the news. Go ahead. Continue.
He was on one show and someone brought up the fact that there's this theory about, you know, that we're living in a simulation.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And his response was, he said, there is a likelihood that we could be in a simulation because if you think about it like a big computer, you know, we have the power right now. And we have video games where we create worlds.
Yeah, like Sims and shit.
Exactly. So he said, what is the likelihood that we are the highest species doing that and not that we are one of the simulations being made?
We're just the second tier simulation.
Right.
Can I ask you a question then? If we are hypothetically in a simulation, wouldn't that be somebody creating snow?
Oh my God. Yes. So like,
correct. So it's not that fucking crazy. If Jess is over here, like, I don't know, I may be thinking I live in a simulation.
No, tsunamis, birds.
All of it. Yeah. I'm saying like maybe all of it is tied together. Cause Jess, you can't say believe in we're in a simulation at the same time in the Matrix and then be like, but snow is real. Like if we're all in it, how we're existing, the air that we breathe, like chemtrails or whatever the fuck people think, like all has to do with the simulation.
it's the ultimate conspiracy.
Yeah, it's
theory.
The ultimate way of life of
theory. Because then nothing matters.
Yeah, then nothing else is real anyway. So it's like, I feel like the highest tier.
If nothing matters, then like, you know, Will Smith can just fucking go on stage and slap a Chris Rock or
and
something.
He has,
like,
and nothing will happen.
That happened?
Oh my God, it just happened. Did you not know?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, this is a fucking crazy simulation. That's what I would do if I was working this shit. Yep. I'm like, I would make Will Smith smack the shit out of
Chris
Rock.
And no one do anything, and then the next day have them apologize to each other. And no one questions it. But don't you think, like, I think the ultimate conspiracy.
Every time Alan says he hates us, drink.
Don't you think the ultimate conspiracy would be that we're in a simulation? Because then literally all the other
conspiracy theories
would just fall under that category.
There's one that I don't think they're right. Because if we're in a simulation, we are 100% not on a flat earth.
Because it wouldn't make sense. Because flat earth, when you think about it, makes more sense than living on a ball.
Is there proven theories?
No. But if we are in a simulation, then we would be suctioned to gravity because, it doesn't matter.
Take a breath.
I was just going to say that's the one thing with a simulation we know would be false, because if we're in a simulation, it's a 3D rendering, meaning it's not flat.
Right. So that would be the only thing to break the theory.
Right, that'd be the only.
Yeah,
thing
at that point,
theory.
I wish we could friggin' come up with the answers.
Well, not the only thing.
I would really just love to know. But
all right, so there's a Michael Jackson hoax. Do you know this?
There's several. I don't know which one this is going
to
be.
So this is really interesting to me. This video came up, and it shows Michael Jackson emerging from the coroner's van, like right after he died. Right.
Okay.
And I mean, I'll read you some comments on the video. Mm-hmm. All the moves, his posture, stepping out of the van, looks like MJ. He took steps out very cautiously, almost like he was moonwalking. Also, please,
Alan, please
be a hero and send this video in the group chat. Just Google Michael Jackson
rising.
Yeah, coroner van. You'll find it. Michael Jackson rising. So this video went absolutely viral.
I've never seen it.
Huge viral.
But
video.
That's how fucking. Aloof I am.
Aloof. And yeah, conspiracy theorists like ran to the internet and people think he is still alive.
Him, Tupac, Biggie, they're all chilling somewhere.
Now, what's crazy is that this video was actually made to be a hoax. So these people were like, we want to see how many people we can like trick into like.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but what
for,
happened
like,
is
the grieving family.
But the video went viral before they could like contain it.
Okay,
and now
it's
the story of like it being a hoax is minimized, and the story that this is real is what everybody believes. I mean, in our messages and our DMs, I had so many Michael Jackson in the van.
I have never heard of this before.
Hold on, Alan. Jesus Christ, slow.
Look at his face. Daddy is so cute.
He really is so cute. I know. Even when he says he hates us.
Yeah, but we know it's love.
Michael Jackson, alive, seen coming out of coroner's van. Now, I want you to watch this video in real time because I think the funniest thing after I watched it, because I read the comments first, people said he moonwalked out of the van. No, the fuck he did.
Shittiest quality. I'm getting nauseous watching this, but.
Describe what you're seeing, go.
A gate coming down.
Yep.
A van. Some man opening the back of the van.
Uh-huh. And?
And a man getting out of it.
Does he look like Michael?
He looks like a man.
What's he doing?
He had a hood on and they brought him inside.
Is he moonwalking?
No, he walked. Oh, wait. Here's another man. Oh, no. It's the same thing over and over. No, he didn't moonwalk. He walked regular forward. He moonwalked forward, as others call it, walking.
I moonwalked forward, also known as walking. Well, you know, this is a really huge conspiracy theory.
He did not fucking moonwalk.
And even though people came out and said, no, we filmed this as a joke, conspiracy theorists are like, that's what you want us to think.
Yeah, well, this is exhausting.
All right, a few more celebrity ones. Very popular one is that Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, oh my God, this is the biggest one.
This is like fucked up. Might it be Avril Lavigne? It must be like, what the? So she actually killed herself and she was replaced by an actress named Melissa. Now, you want proof of this?
I do. So now she's on tour with Travis Barker. So Melissa is on tour? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, so they're saying there's a big difference between Avril and Melissa. So, for example,
Avril Lavigne likes wearing light pants and Melissa prefers light dresses pants. And skirts. You know,
if
Avril
you're trying
Lavigne,
to be somebody, you can't prefer something, bitch. You have to do what the other person did.
Avril Lavigne, like there was an interview recently that Avril flubbed and they were like, she would have nailed it. It must have been Melissa.
Or she's been out of the industry for 20 years.
Some fans even believe that Melissa has left clues in songs such as the song Slipped Away in which she sings, "The day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same."
Imagine thinking that you found yourself after a lost loved one passed away. Crazy theory.
There's also a shot in which Avril Lavigne had the word Melissa written on her hand, which I'm not sure if you were Melissa, you'd write
Melissa
on your own hand. But
or maybe she had a friend who had a horrible thing happen to her, or she's a lesbian and got some bitch's name and wrote it on her hand like 1994. Like, I don't know. But there's other things to describe. If I were Avril Lavigne, I don't know if I would be so flattered that everyone cares to talk about me or so disgusted to be like, wow, I fell off so hard. I ran the 2000s and then I went missing and I came back and thought, let's try this career thing again. And no one believed me.
So this also goes with Katy Perry. People also think.
Oh, wait, who does they think she is again?
JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so they say, like, the resemblance between Perry and Ramsey's parents.
If I were JonBenet's parents, I would feel sick over this.
I think they're dead.
R.I.P.
well, to everyone involved.
Okay, I'm going to shut the fuck up.
But no, it is. It's sick. It's
I would feel so sick losing a child and then people being like, no, you're fucking lying. You didn't lose a child. It's actually this mega star, Katy Perry.
So a lot of the things
we know Katy Perry's name is not Katy Perry. It's Carrie. It's Katie like Olsen or something like that, where she changed it.
Holmes.
Like, what?
It's Holmes.
Katie
it's
Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Oh, and she changed
this
it because Katie Holmes.
This is a big conspiracy theory. Catherine She's Holmes. Actually Katie Holmes.
I'd say the other part of this conspiracy
Katie
theory
Holmes
is
still a human.
Like,
what do you mean? She can't. There can't be two Katie Holmes. She's an actual human still.
The fact that like there's a large theory that JonBenet's parents killed her.
Oh, yeah, forget the JonBenet conspiracies are unbelievable.
JonBenet, I don't even want to speak on because I've watched all the stuff
Me
on
too.
Her. I was obsessed with this case. Her and Casey Anthony, I could not get enough of these two cases because when I was little, I will find the photo, me and young baby Kaylee Anthony is her name, were twins. She would have grown up and look exactly like me. And I've posted the picture before and people were like, that is Kaylee Anthony. I said, no, that is not. That is Tracy. But I see what she would have looked like was me now. And it's crazy. So I was super into that case because I was like disgusted, horrified, and also like, that's me as a kid. It was so weird.
It's fucked up. These, you know.
It's a picture. I have a picture of me in the bath that my mom took, and my face is exactly the picture, the missing photo picture of Kaylee Anthony.
Are you trying
it's
to start a conspiracy theory that you are her now?
That Kaylee Anthony actually lived and was on this horrible TV show called Jerseylicious.
That's why, wow, chills. So one of the big clues people use to compare Katy Perry and JonBenet, besides that they like look the same, and I'm talking about like, I'm not, this people are.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
And
I've
they're just certain. They look at Katy Perry and they're like, that's,
JonBenet.
Yeah. So there is a YouTube video where I can't believe this, but JonBenet was singing God Bless America at one of her pageants. And Katy Perry also knows the words to God Bless America.
Isn't that crazy? It's like almost as if it were like the theme song of our country. It's so weird.
It must be
so
the same
weird
person.
How that works.
It's
you know, it's also
painful.
Weird. I think I know the words to that.
So
weird.
You...
I could also be JonBenet Ramsey.
I mean,
it's crazy. That's what happens when you know lyrics. It just things get confusing, you know?
Things get confusing.
Yeah.
I mean,
weird life we live in, this simulation.
In this. So the last thing we're going to talk about with celebrities, which do I kind of maybe believe this? Maybe. Is the Illuminati. So if you're not.
People have literally, like, celebrities have confirmed this. Like, this isn't even like a conspiracy theory at this point.
So if you're not familiar, the Illuminati, according to conspiracy theorists, are an all-powerful secret order of financial and cultural elitists that have been ruling the world for hundreds of years. That includes everyone from the president to the Pope. Now, I guess my big beef of it, I'm going to name some people that are Illuminati, okay? So some people
Beyonce.
Like... Beyonce, yes. Jay-Z. Beyonce and Jeezy are huge.
Huge, big timers.
Yeah, they're big timers. Trump, Madonna, Kanye, LeBron, Rihanna. But, like, is Tom Hanks an Illuminati?
Tom Hanks is his own Illuminati because he's a Scientologist.
He is? Is that true?
No, Tom. Oh, I'm sorry. Tom, what's his name? Cruise. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, you asshole. How dare you?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Take it back.
Tom Hanks is everyone's father.
He's Woody.
So there has been so.
Everyone's father but Chet.
Everyone but Chet. I don't know how that happened. Chet, I don't know how Chet happened. But listen, it's so crazy. The things that Tom Hanks could get away with because he is known as Hollywood's father.
Yeah.
Is crazy to me. He was Woody. He was Wilson. He's always the father, the nice guy. I mean, how are you Forrest and you're not?
Read that.
Bro. The Hanks family are a compelling case study for nominative determinism. I don't even know what these, I'm so dumb. I don't even know what these words are. If you call your kid Colin, you're getting a Colin. If you call your kid Chet, you're getting a Chet. It's exactly.
He was doomed.
This is why.
This is destiny.
You very carefully pick your child's name. Whatever. It's like, it's literally like what you choose to name your child will determine how they behave in the future. Chet. My child is a Jaden. She could not be any other name but Jaden. Because she's a fucking nightmare sometimes. Then there's a Skylar. It seems so peaceful and at ease and like such a nice, sweet. And then there's Jules. Who he knows he's going to be a badass. Like, that's just how it... That's what that word means? Not... About name predetermination, I'm going to call it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you name your kid Chet, and he's going to write a rap that
be
goes...
a fucking Chet.
I stick a ski pole in your pee hole. Like, that's just what's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But this is the problem here. You name your kid Alan Waters, he's probably going to be
He's a nice, smart guy. Good-looking, got hair.
Genuine person.
Yes. Agree.
Oh, I don't know.
Agree.
You allow your child to be a Jess Hottie, and it's going to happen. She's going to act as if she's Jess Hottie.
Like, Adele is an Illuminati. I just can't believe Adele is part of this.
It's because we want her to be this sweet, innocent. But that's because I'm an Adele fan. But people who are Beyonce fans look at Beyonce like, what a sweet... I'm personally just not a Beyonce fan.
So, but here's the thing.
But, like, I couldn't, like, she's not affecting me. Like, Sammy is the biggest Beyonce fan. Like, worships Beyonce. And I could not, like, if she was next to me, I'd be like, there's Beyonce. Like, could not care less. But love her music. Just, I don't know if I'm a fan of her. But I also don't care that she's Illuminati or not. The problem I have with Illuminati is... I heard weird shit that, like, they take, like, the penis heads off of, like, circumcised children and they use it as, like, face wash to keep them young. Like, weirdest shit I've ever heard. And it all comes from, like, Illuminati shit. Like, I don't know. It's, like, celebrity.
They don't need to drink baby penis anymore. They've got Botox. Like, that's why I don't believe any of this shit.
It's all weird to me. Like, why can't Illuminati just be, like, I sold my soul to the devil? Can't it just be simple? Like, oh,
no.
Maybe they believe. No, it's got to be, like, this weird.
But also, this is
sub-level. Of like living under the earth type shit. I don't know. It just seems like all real cryptic to me.
So here are signs that someone's Illuminati in case you're looking for that. Throwing up like Illuminati hand signs.
Yeah. Like, the triangle. So it's the triangle eye.
LeBron
correct?
And Trump have been spotted throwing up the hand signs. And
Jay-Z does it in pretty much every video.
And other celebs like Madonna and Selena Gomez have been tied to the all-seeing eye on their clothing or artwork.
The average person is at a club. Jay-Z comes on. All hands go up like this.
We all in the Illuminati
We all
now.
Do it. We all Illuminati when that club music drops. It's so crazy how that happens. Like
now, another sign of being the Illuminati is that you never seem to age. So.
Yeah. I clearly am not. I'm aging like fucking spoiled milk.
I guess, you know, I just use my brain.
I don't know.
And
I do believe in Illuminati for sure.
But
I just don't know if
people,
I believe.
They don't even like each other. Do you know what I'm saying? How can they all be in the same group?
They're underlining. Their underlining want for fame and money doesn't make. Who cares? I was in the fucking room with Olivia for how long? And I didn't care because fucking reality TV show and we were making money. Like, it's really crazy who you can tolerate, right? When when money is involved, the people that you will tolerate. And you don't have to like each other. It's a society. Not everybody in the society has to like each other. You just all have to have the same common goal.
Do you want to know what Eminem did?
I love Eminem, so you can't tell me nothing about him.
Well, he's in the Illuminati because he made a deal with the devil and exchanged, you know, in exchange for his fame. And now he's been replaced by a clone. And do you want to know what the smoking gun is?
I think both him and the clone are hot.
His hairline hasn't changed, obviously.
Yeah, it's weird how genetics work.
Like, they say Amanda Bynes, like, wouldn't they have kicked her out by now? No offense.
No, because I think she keeps that shit alive.
Wow.
I think she is literally, people are like, obviously she's Illuminati. What a fucking shit show. She's like their, like, pig that they throw. You know, like the pig that, like, goes in a frat house that catches all the attention? Like, yeah. she's their free show.
All right. Do you believe that Celine Dion often throws up the devil horns hand gesture? Celine Dion?
I don't know. That woman.
I will always love
about,
you.
No, that's not her song. Something about that woman. No, that's Whitney Houston.
With
but
the
you're
Titanic
getting
song.
Yeah. My heart will go on.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think Illuminati, again, is just literally people who are willing to do anything to make their career succeed. Mm. I don't think it matters if we think they're nice, if they're assholes. Like, we go from, like, oh, Eminem's an asshole, blah, 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 to, like, Adele, this sweet woman who, poor woman who got a divorce, and, but who cares? All that shit doesn't matter, because bottom line is both those people want the same fucking common goal, money and fame. Like,
but they already have it.
They have it because they're Illuminati. They have it because they have signed away. They've given their soul. I've given away my soul for a lot fucking less. That's all I'm going to tell you. Well, I've given away a lot of myself for a lot less.
I'm going to wrap up the celebrity Illuminati, which...
you got anything else? How come
bizarre, you know, this might be bizarre, but conspiracy theorists say that Fetty Wap traded his eye to the Illuminati for fame, which I'm like, but why
but
his
why,
eye?
Yeah, why not everyone else's eye? I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Do I think he's in it? Sure, why not? Anybody could be. If I didn't have kids, maybe I'd be in it. I don't know. But I got kids, so I can't be donating
but, like,
my soul to
so
nobody.
Katy Perry's the Illuminati, but she's also not Katy Perry. Like, I don't know. Again, it's heavy. It's heavy. There's a lot of roads to go down. A lot of roads.
I think I would say I'm a generalized Illuminati believer.
Yeah, sure. So, like,
I believe the rich
and powerful have
a real
power.
Schemey shit going on.
Sure.
But I don't know what the level is. I don't want to make interpretations or, you know, we have to on this podcast say allegedly a lot because we don't fucking know and we don't want to get sued. But, like, I don't know. Like, this is what people think. And if you want to think that, like, I don't think it's hurting anybody. Like, if I'm not in the Illuminati, I don't care. But, like, somebody in it, like, do they care? They're fucking rich and famous. They don't even know you exist. So what does it matter to them?
So, you know, when it comes to conspiracy theories, I think, you know, people will be like, you're a sheep for not believing. And I'm like, well, you know, I think there's a range. Like, do you remember the 10-year challenge on Facebook?
Yeah.
People were like, that's a conspiracy. Like, the government wants you to post your face from 10 years ago because it's going to be a facial recognition thing that they're developing.
Sure,
like,
you listen to my conversations anyway on my phone. What the fuck does it matter? Face recognize me.
Recognize this shit, bitch.
Recognize me, bitch.
So, like, you know,
put respect
it ranges
on my
from
name.
That to, you know, celebrity Michael Jackson's still alive. Elvis is still alive.
We didn't talk about Tupac, but
Tupac's
still somewhere.
Alive.
First of all, that man pulled bitches. There's no way he's going away somewhere for on purpose. So he has to hide from who he is. Like, he's a fucking stud.
You know, and, like, a lot of these are fun. And listen, some conspiracy theories can get a little crazy and people
do become
obsessed, you know?
We got a ton of
weird shit.
Suggestions. Most of them were political, so we're not touching on them because we don't want to get involved. But we did fun ones, I felt like, which were, like, common everyday stuff, you know? I feel like we definitely touched on stuff that people believe. And I feel like there's ones we're missing that are, like, still fun.
There's so many. There's so many.
The
I mean, again,
you
there's
can
a
make
whole.
A conspiracy theory over
anything. Anything. You know, now you mentioned before the birds are real.
Oh, yeah.
Real.
Can we? What is, and I just heard about this the other day.
I read it in the comments that you
maybe
sent me.
Is that what it was? That birds are fake?
Yes, birds are fake.
What does that mean? So, I've literally touched them. Were they,
again, going back to the mic, I've literally touched them.
I've literally had a bird on my hand, but like it's
I had a bird shit on me.
Yeah,
like, are you
I've literally had a bird shit on me in the fucking beach. And then me, it's going to be good luck. Yeah, idiot that tells herself that.
So like, just like the Michael Jackson thing where it started as a hoax, this started as a hoax where these guys wanted to see how fast and how many people would believe
birds are not real.
That birds are not real. And it kind of took off. And now like there's legit people that spend a lot of their time and they think that birds are not real, that they're literally government like spies.
Oh, like cameras, like drones.
Mm-hmm. They are exactly. Thank you. I'm here today. You're making your way there.
Thank you. I'm getting smarter by the minute. The more I spend time with Jess.
I mean, Alan, do you have anything to wrap up this show and what it's been like? Because I feel like you are our voice of reason. Where I feel like, you know, maybe me and Tracy could go down this road one day. Like, yeah. I could see Tracy being a flat earther. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's possible.
I believe if you sit there and prove to me long enough, you could pretty much talk me into
anything.
Yeah.
Send her a few memes.
Yeah,
and she's done.
I'm
she's
in. Sold. Sold.
So I'd love to know your final thoughts on this, Alan.
My final thoughts.
Now we have Jerry with final thoughts.
Oh my God. My final thoughts on this are check your ego at the door.
Whoa.
And believe and understand that there are people who are smarter than you that have done the actual research.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, I found this on Facebook or I found this on Google, but I've put millions of dollars into scientific research. You know, there are some things it's fine to believe in, and there are some conspiracy theories that I believe in more towards the government than science. But like, at the end of the day, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick.
Also, there's really, really creative people in this world who can pretty much make videos and photos of anything.
Yeah, right.
So when you're like, oh, I have
Bing,
this proof,
bang.
Look at this video, blah, 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 that they didn't want to get out. Like, a guy in his basement who's living on superhero sheets could have easily made that because they're just real smart, real creative, and like techie like that.
Wait, but are you curious? Because now I'm curious, like, what is one conspiracy theory Alan believes in?
Oh, no, I'm so. When he said that, I just instantly was like, what
is
could it
there
be?
One you can share with us?
I want to say I pretty much know what it probably is, but we can't talk about it like on this show because it's probably more political than anything else. Government issue worthy and
I think I'm gonna cut the episode right there.
what is this, The Sopranos?
Anti-boner.
Boo daddy.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of things that I believe that I just can't, you just can't get into because it's like, you know, argument worthy that you just keep to yourself and you just believe it and that's it. But like, I don't know. I just feel like.
By the way, researchers actually
here
say.
Here we go. Researchers, keyword.
Experts say, you know, if you have a conspiracy theorist in your life, the worst thing you can do is argue with them
or give them
facts because they are not factual. They don't operate by facts. So
not
you by trying
facts.
To give them facts does not help. That's not the way to
it's
argue
even,
with a conspiracy theorist.
Not even about facts. It's literally like I won't argue with them because I don't have the passion that they have against what
you're
I'm
gonna
fighting.
Lose.
Yeah. Even if I had all the facts that I could prove to them, they're still going to be so passionate about the topic and convincing me that somehow I will leave the argument questioning what I came in believing because of how passionate they are towards it, that I'm like, you know what, maybe I can't even judge you. Like, do what you gotta do.
Last chance, Alan, to tell us your conspiracy theory.
No, I'm good.
Okay, all right, well maybe we'll work on that over the next 10 seasons. Baddies, this has been cheers, Trey.
Informational.
Yeah,
bing bong, fuck your life.
I'm not sure if I've changed how I generally feel, but I am open for discussion. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll be watching those birds.
Change my mind?
Yeah, change my mind. Maybe some of you may have, you know, dinosaur bones. You know what? Give me the job. I want to make the money. Who's the motherfucker that gets hired to plant the bones?
Oh, yeah, I'll plant them.
What do you call them if there's an archaeologist? What's all in that de-archaeologies?
Knowledgeists.
How come I've never seen that job listed on Indeed?
Nope. You're not gonna.
bury these bones all around the world.
Secret society.
Fuck, we need in. Burying bones. So
I'm the one burying the bones.
Oh.
I've buried some bones, but.
Wow.
Y'all not going to know about that.
On that note, see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe there's no such thing as Tuesday.
Or maybe this is not even a real show.
6 days a week.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.